Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 318 on April the 12th, 2024. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on SNDL Corporation, the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF, and APA Corporation. And we discuss three new trades on the ProShares Ultra Bloomberg Natural Gas ETF, United Airlines, and Lyft Inc. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now this week, we saw a second week of lower prices in the U.S., mostly tied to the likelihood of future interest rate changes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 920 points, closing at 37,983 points. The S&P 500 Index lost 80 points, ending the week at 5,123 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is extrinsic value. When it comes to pricing options, theory will tell you that an options price is made up of intrinsic value plus the extrinsic value of the option. An option that is in the money has intrinsic value. That means that the option itself has a certain amount of value based on the stock price already being beyond the strike price of the option. Then there's this thing called extrinsic value. This is made up of time value, interest rate expectations, volatility expectations, and anything else that could affect the option's value other than the stock price. Whether I am buying or selling an option, the extrinsic value is one of the main things that I keep track of. Options are more expensive at 9 a.m. than they are at 2 p.m. because of the time value that is priced into the option. An option that expires at the end of the week is more expensive on Monday than it is on Friday. When the market makes big moves, all option strikes increase in value. This is because big movements increase the likelihood of the options finishing in the money. That's a layman's basic definition of volatility. It is important to understand the extrinsic aspects of option pricing in order to keep from entering trades that will likely lose money. This plays into the break-even point that I calculate before even entering a trade. If the value is too high, or the volatility that is priced in is too high, there's a lower chance of me making money or the level of profit that I'm hoping to make given an expected move in the underlying value. This might be tough to understand without an actual application, so start looking at option prices and tracking what happens over time and as volatility levels change. It'll give you a much better understanding of extrinsic values in option prices. So let's go ahead and dive into the review of last week's trades. We're going to start off with the covered call. We looked at SNDL Corporation, symbol S as in Sierra, N as in November, D as in Delta, L as in Lima. At the time, the stock was trading for $2.20 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the April 2.5 call at 11 cents, hoping for a return of 18.64% in 2 weeks. Well, shares of SNDL lost 20 cents, ending the week at $2 per share. The call option we sold lost 8 cents, leaving us with a net loss of 12 cents if we were to close the trade out immediately. Now, we could roll the strike lower to take in another 12 cents, but with one more week left until expiration, I would actually lean towards letting the 2.5 strike expire out of the money and then looking to sell an out-of-the-money or at-the-money option with a May expiration. This will allow us to make even higher returns on the capital we paid for the stock. The stock can't go below zero, so our goal is simply to keep selling call options to make an above-normal return on such a small amount of capital. That's the plan, at least, and I'm hoping it works out that way. Next up, we have the credit spread on the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF, symbol G as in golf, D as in delta, X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $33.86 per share. I looked at selling the April 33 half, 33 put spread at 16 cents. That could give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents per spread. Well, shares of GDX lost 11 cents, closing at $33.75 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread that we sold is still out of the money, and our short strike is the 33 half put. So this trade will expire out of the money if the stock closes above $33.50 per share on Friday. It's only a quarter away from that right now. Once again, I'd lean towards not making an adjustment given that we are only 1 week away from expectation and this stock price is still above our break-even point. I'll keep track of stock in the coming days and make sure I have a plan for how I will respond if the price continues to go lower in the first couple days of next week. Our final trade from last week was the debit spread on APA Corporation, symbol A as in Alpha, P as in Papa, A as in Alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $35.74 per share. I looked at buying the April 35, 35 half call spread for 33 cents. That could give us a maximum gain of 17 cents, or that would be a 51.52% return in 2 weeks. Well, shares of APA lost $2.02, ending the week at $33.72 per share. This in-the-money call spread that we bought is now out of the money, which means we are taking a loss on the spread, and that's no fun. I would first consider turning this debit spread into a credit spread by selling the April 34 half, 35 half call spread at 15 cents. That would allow us to recoup some of the money that we paid for the spread. However, it would also lead to an increase in the total amount of money that we could lose on this trade. Now, since we paid 33 cents for the initial spread, and we would be collecting 15 cents to alter the spread, we could have a net possible loss of 68 cents. That's the 18 cent loss that we would lock in from the debit spread once we turn it into a credit spread, plus the additional 50 cents that we could lose from being short the 34 half 35 call spread if stock prices were to expire above $35 per share. Now, essentially, you will have paid 18 cents to sell a spread, a 50 cent wide call spread. Now, if that doesn't make any sense, definitely take a moment and write it out on paper. Of course, if we don't make any adjustments, our maximum loss is 33 cents, which is what we paid to enter the spread. So also, if the markets have a strong up move this week, our original debit spread could still finish in the money. For these reasons alone, I would not make an adjustment at this point. The biggest, of course, is just we're 1 week out from expiration. We are seeing increased volatility in the market right now for a number of reasons. And I like the idea of limiting my loss rather than being in a scenario where I take in a little bit of money, but I actually more than double the amount of money that I could lose. So that's just how my mind works these days. We all have to manage risk differently and based on the size of our individual accounts. So figure out your personality around loss. Some people would rather take the risk of that loss of 68 cents. For some people, it'd be 33 cents. Just depends on how you want to approach the market. There is no right or wrong answer as long as you make money. So that's it for the trading review of last week's trades. Next Friday, April the 19th, is expiration for all monthly options in the month of April. So the new trades on today's show will use the May 17th expiration for monthly options in May. So let's go ahead and get into the new trades that I'm taking a look at for the week. I'm going to start off with a covered call. I'm looking at the ProShares Ultra Bloomberg Natural Gas ETF, symbol B as in Bravo, O as in Oscar, I as in India, L as in Lima. The stock ended the week at $14.02 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the May 15 call at $1.04, hoping for a return of 14.41% in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $14.02 per share and selling the May 15 call at $1.04. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $15 per share. The break-even price is $12.98 per share, and in real terms, the stock purchase will require $1,402, and you'll collect $104 for selling the option. Next up, I have the credit spread on United Airlines, symbol U as in uniform, A as in alpha, L as in Lima. The stock ended the week at $41.80 per share. I'm looking at selling the May 40-39 put spread at 33 cents. That could give us a maximum possible loss of 67 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the May 40 put at $1.75 and concurrently buying the May 39 put for $1.42. This is a credit spread because we're selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $40 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $39.67 per share, and in real terms, you'll collect $33 per spread that you sell and have $67 at risk. And our final trade on the week is a debit spread on Lyft Inc., symbol L as in Lima, Y as in Yankee, F as in Foxtrot, T as in Tango. The stock ended the week at $18.76 per share. I'm looking at buying the May 17-18 call spread for 59 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 41 cents, or that's a 69.49% return in 5 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the May 17 call for $2.95 and concurrently selling the May 18 call at $2.36. This is a debit spread because we're buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $18 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $17.59 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $59 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $41 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. I've been getting great emails. Also received a couple questions about coaching, so I think I replied to all of them, but if not, I will this upcoming week. Only have a few real spaces to be able to coach. I still actually trade, so spending a lot of time coaching doesn't work, but I do enjoy helping my students get better at this craft. And honestly, it helps me get better too. I love seeing how those students take what I teach them and add their own personality to it. And sometimes I see something that makes me alter even my trading style, which is even cooler. So kind of get welcomed into my community. But that's it. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I hope this volatility in the market has been making you more money and not costing you money. And of course, if you have any questions, send me an email. Hope you have a great weekend. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.